Excuse me, please. Where's the camp office? Straight ahead and to the right? Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mr. Friedman. My son Shlomi is in camp here. Could you please call him on the loudspeaker and tell him he has a visitor?
Shlomi Friedman, Shlomi Friedman, please come to the office. You have a visitor.
I suppose it'll take him a few minutes till he gets here. Do you mind if I sit here and learn in the meantime?
Please be my guest.
Ketzad mafrishim es habikurim, yorid adam lesoch sadehu, v'roat ha'eino shebikro, eshkol shebiker, rimon shebiker, kosher begemi ve'omer, hare elu bikurim. Ketzad ma'alin es habikurim.
I'm Shlomi Friedman. You said I have a visitor. Abba, what a surprise. What are you doing in camp?
I have some business here in the mountains, so I decided to surprise you with a visit. Let's go for a walk outside. How are you enjoying camp?
Great. I'm taking swimming lessons, and I'm learning to canoe, and last week we stepped out in the woods in tents.
Are you learning Torah?
Yes, we have a shiur every day at 9 o'clock, but it's not as much fun as when I learned with you. What were you doing just now?
I was learning Masechet Bikurim.
Is it interesting?
Of course it's interesting. All the Torah is interesting. You just have to know how to bring it to life.
Bring it to life? What do you mean, Abba?
Well, let me ask you. Do you like the summer?
Of course I like the summer. In the summer we go to camp, we swim, we eat ice cream.
Well, those are all fun things to do. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was an even better reason to enjoy the summer. Then, in the time from Shavuos until Sukkos, people brought Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. What a great time the summer was then. What songs they sang, what dances they danced. What a sight it was to see people bringing Bikurim to Yerushalayim.
But Abba, wait a minute. What are Bikurim?
When Bnei Yisroel entered Eretz Yisroel, they planted fruit trees near their houses, as it says in the Torah, Ki savo el haaretz unetatem kol eitz ma'achot. When you come to the land of Israel, you'll plant trees that give food.
Unetatem kol eitz ma'achal Venatan ha'eitz piryo Ve'haaretz yebula Eitz linto ha'ilanot Eitz linto ha'velivnot Eitz linto
time of the Beis HaMikdash, almost every Jew had a garden near his house where he grew fruit trees. He especially planted 7 kinds of trees: wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. These 7 kinds of fruit are called Shivas Haminim. During the year, he prayed to Hashem to bless the trees so that they would give fruit. When the summer came and the fruit ripened, he was happy and he wanted to thank Hashem for the good fruit that he gave and the good land that he lived on. What did he do? When he went to his garden and saw the first cluster of grapes, or the first figs, or the first pomegranates beginning to grow, he tied a colorful string on them and he said, "These will be bikurim."
But Abba, what does that mean?
Bikurim are the very first fruits which grow on the trees each year. You know what? If you really want to understand what Bikurim are, let's pretend that we're living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm making a sign for myself so that I'll know which were the first grapes to grow. When they're fully ripe, I'll take them to Yerushalayim as bikurim.
How will you know when they're ready?
You have to check them every day. First, they'll grow bigger. Then the color will change. If you'd like to, you can be in charge of checking the grapes to see if they're ready.
The grapes are big and they're changing color. Does that mean they're ready?
Have they all changed color?
No, only some of them.
It'll probably take another 2 weeks until they've all changed color. We'll also feel if they're soft. Then we can be sure they're ready.
all dark and juicy, and they look like they're ready to be eaten.
Yes, now they're ready.
Shalom! I have ripe figs in my orchard. What's doing in your vineyard?
Shalom aleichem, Chaim. Our first grapes are ripe. Maybe we'll go together to the Beis HaMikdash and we'll give presents to the Kohen?
Yes, and there we'll give thanks to Hashem for the blessings which He gave to our trees. I'll tell the Mamuna, the man in charge of the villages in our area, that we're ready.
See you later. Now, Shlomi, we have to prepare a basket.
How do we prepare a basket?
Poor people weave baskets out of small branches. Rich people buy baskets made out of silver or gold. Everyone puts on nice decorations, so their present will be beautiful and splendid. I think we'll buy a silver basket, and everyone in the house will help decorate it.
Attention, attention! The Memuna announces that everyone who has Bikurim to bring should meet at the city square in 3 days.
Abba, can I come along with you to Yerushalayim? School is over already.
All right. You're old enough this year. First, we'll go together on Tuesday to the main city and meet with all the neighboring farmers. Shalom, Tzvi. I haven't seen you in so long. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. I see that you brought your son along with you. Shlomi, have you ever brought Bikurim?
No, this is my first time.
Oh-ho, so this will be a very special trip for you. You know my son Yehuda?
What a nice basket you have. Where did you get it?
My mother bought it in Moshe's gift shop. What nice decorations you have in your basket. Where are they from?
My sister made them. What fruit did you bring as Bikurim?
We brought grapes. I see you have pomegranates. Wow, they're really big. What a nice present for the Kohen. Did you ever bring Bikurim before?
Yes, a year ago. What a great trip it was. All the way we sang and danced, and everyone who met us along the way blessed us. And when we reached Yerushalayim, that's when the fun really began. Hey, you want to come along with me to the goldsmith?
We'll see how he covers the horns of the axe with gold.
Why does he cover the horns with gold?
Well, we go up to Yerushalayim. An axe with golden horns walks in front of the whole group. That's a sign that we're bringing Bikurim.
Okay, let's go see. Hello, goldsmith. Why are you banging on the gold with your hammer?
I like banging. It calms me down. Also, this way the gold becomes a thin sheet. Afterwards, it can be wrapped easily around the horns.
Won't the gold fall off?
Chas v'sholom. The Mamuna will sue me. I'll put glue on the horns, and then I'll wrap the gold tightly around them. After that, I'll tie the gold in place with gold-colored strings. The gold should stay in place for at least a week. Of course, in order for the glue to hold, the ox has to stand still for half an hour. I hope he can do that. He seems a little restless. Whoa there! Now the gold is ready. Let's see if we can put it on now. Oy vey, I can't get near him. What'll I do?
Last year, when we had to come down the axe on the way to Yerushalayim, the flute player played his ear and it helped. Maybe if he does it now, it will also help.
What are you waiting for? Go get the flute player. I value my life.
How will we find the flute player in this crowd?
He's usually at the well playing for the children.
I think the music is coming from over there. Look, there he is. Player, come quickly. The goldsmith needs you to calm down the ox so that he can cover his horns with gold.
What? A goldsmith with horns? Who ever heard of such a thing?
No, the ox has the horns and the goldsmith has to cover them. Now come quickly.
I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm used to calming down oxen.
Help! Help! Who will save me from this ox?